Today, as we recognize the baptism of our Lord, we hear the reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. You are a human being. How old were you when you were able to comprehend that, or when you were able to explain that to somebody, what it meant to be a human being? Probably you were 3 or 4 years old. Professor Tigan could do it when he was 1. But prior to that age, prior to age 3 or 4, when you could intellectually comprehend and verbalize that you were a human being, prior to that, let's say at age 2, were you not a human being? Your ability to speak about it, your ability to intellectually comprehend it, did not prevent you from being a human being. But maybe by age 4 or 5 or whenever it was, you finally were mentally now able to grasp that concept and speak about it and to verbalize it, even though you had been a human being from your birth, in fact, from your conception. The day that I was born, because of medical complications and fear that I might die right away, my parents immediately had me baptized into the Christian faith. And as we just sang in that beautiful hymn, I was now a child of God. And that meant, according to the scriptures, to be baptized into Christ meant so many wonderful things. I had been brought from the kingdom of darkness, belonging to the devil, into now the kingdom of light through faith in Christ. When you look at all the passages in the Bible that describe what takes place in baptism, how amazing they really are, that we are clothed with Christ and with his holy righteousness. We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. The forgiveness of sins is poured out on us. It's the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. We are cleansed. We are made holy through the washing with water through the Word, St. Paul writes. Beautiful passages describing what takes place for you and me in our baptism. Now, that happened for me the day I was born. I did not come to be able to intellectually grasp and comprehend it and speak about it, however, until I was probably 3 or 4 or 5 years old. But prior to that, let's say at age 2, my lack of ability to mentally talk about what it meant to be a child of God or to describe it to